Mark Simone on the voice of New York, 710 WOR.
Oh, that Black Lives Matter. They're always up to something. We'll get to them in a minute. We'll get to Joe Biden. We'll get to the vaccine, the tax plan. We'll get to crazy, evil Governor Cuomo and the reopening May 19th. When is May 19th? What's that? Let me check here. May 19th.
2 Wednesdays from now, I think.
Okay, so it's 2 weeks, from tomorrow.
Correct, yes.
So... You know, these guys, these Cuomos, we've followed the science, the data, the science, the data, the science. It's so random. They just do, they just pick it. What science is it? Wednesday is when you got to reopen. Got to be on a Wednesday. That's the science. Where did they get this date, May 19th, from?
Good question.
Okay, all the numbers right now indicate you're going to open up. Okay, so why not 2 weeks from Monday? Why not, the New York City, they're going to increase the capacity in restaurants to 75%, like the rest of the state, on Friday. Okay, I could see that, because that's when the restaurants will get busy, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So we'll let them start on Friday. That's an important, you know, you don't do it on a Monday, because in a restaurant business, a Monday's not that important to you. So that makes sense. But everything else is opening up May 19th, and Cuomo is, let me see here.
That includes retail stores, food services, gyms, fitness centers, amusement and family entertainment, hair salons, barber shops, offices, etc.
All right. I love when he lists these things. Like, we don't know what everything's open. We don't know what everything is. He has to explain it to us. So, retail stores. Okay, yeah. Well, I don't know if he knows that they're already open, and we've already been going to all of them. Then you got this other idiot, de Blasio.
City Hall is abuzz today. It's a great feeling. I have been at City Hall throughout the pandemic, as have many of my colleagues, but for the first time in...
You believe these idiots? Here's a guy, City Hall. He shows up at 1 o'clock, takes a nap, and goes home at 2. This is a guy who goes to the gym in Brooklyn. This guy never bothered with City Hall. What did he say, City Hall?
City Hall is abuzz today. It's a great...
Who talks like that? Who says things like that? How's your restaurant doing? It's a buzz. It's a buzz. It's a buzz? It's a disaster. It's the worst city hall we've ever had. The whole city's falling apart. Crime is out of control. Biggest spike ever in crime. Shootings are up 200%. But
City Hall is a buzz today.
Buzz. You may be hearing gunfire and sirens everywhere, but City Hall is a buzz today. So it's what a crazy world we live in. Look at this Bill Gates, $130 billion. His wife is leaving him. Who knows? Maybe somebody said they think he caught her cheating. Is that possible? What does cheating mean? That she was using a Mac? What if you were Bill Gates and you came, you know, they have a 66,000 square foot home, hundreds of rooms. She could hide so far away from him. But what if he came into her secret little room and there she was? On an Apple computer, on a Mac laptop.
Oh, my. That would be the
imagine
end.
His face, and she said, Bill, it really does work so much better. It doesn't freeze up. It doesn't lock. It's so much better. It really is. But it's over. He has hit Control-Alt-Delete on this marriage. They have didn't have a prenup, but they had a separation agreement contract. Very carefully worked out. Three law firms had to go to work on this. Three separate law firms had to do all of this. So we'll see when it's all finalized. So Joe Biden is really campaigning hard lately about this vaccine hesitancy. You know, first they try to convince you that this vaccine hesitancy, it's those Trump people, you know, those crazy right-wing, hillbilly, uneducated Trump people. That's where the... You know, actually, studies show, and if you talk to a lot of doctors that have had this problem with vaccines through the year, especially for the children to go to school, it's not Trump supporters. In fact, it's mostly very left-wing progressives, you know, didn't want their kids vaccinated. They were anti-vaccine. So it's not a Trump thing. It's not a right-wing thing. There is some vaccine hesitancy. I'm surprised every so often when I talk to people, people who I never suspected this, who were just afraid to get a vaccine. They don't want a vaccine. Joe Bartlett, you've probably run into that too, right?
Absolutely. You can't believe... I know somebody who doesn't doesn't want one and isn't going to get one. Yeah, yeah, plenty of people.
They just don't trust it. The Pfizer, Moderna are this new kind of mRNA vaccine, which is really a harmless vaccine. It'll just do its job. Doesn't leave anything really in your body, and it's safer than the old DNA vaccine. But who's the most anti-vaccine guy? I got to say, it's Joe Biden. It's really Joe Biden, because first of all, Donald Trump invented the vaccine. He created Operation Warp Speed. He's responsible for this vaccine. Companies, these Pfizer's and Moderna's, they would have come up with it, but not so fast. It wouldn't have been done in 8 months. Remember at the beginning, everybody said it takes at least 2 years. It really takes 4 to 8 years, but we could maybe do it in 2 years. But it was Trump putting these military guys in, opening a pipeline for them to get this done, taking all the restrictions and regulations off. He's the one that got it done so fast. So it's the Trump vaccine. And remember how he was always talking about how he should get the vaccine. Said it a million times. I know they act like, well, why doesn't he say it? He's already said it a million times. That's why. But Biden, by wearing that mask, is creating more vaccine hesitancy. Here's a guy, Joe Biden, who's fully vaccinated. His wife is fully vaccinated. Everybody that works with him is fully vaccinated. They've all been vaccinated. They're outside in bright sunlight, and he still wears the mask. So if you're watching this, what is your incentive to get vaccinated? If you still got to wear the mask and still keep distant, look at any Biden thing. They're always distant. They got plexiglass between them, and they're 10 feet apart and wearing masks. Well, then what would be the reason to get the vaccine? If you're gonna still have to do that stuff, there's no purpose in the vaccine. The idea of the vaccine was to end this and you go back to normal. I could understand you're going to walk through a crowded restaurant. Yeah, okay, just put the mask on for that little walk through the crowded restaurant. But that's it. Also, Biden and the Democrats are letting the teachers' union run things. The teachers' union have decided they don't want to go back to school. You're going to see all these memos emerge between the teachers' union, Biden administration, and the CDC. The CDC is just a silly little organization, has no actual power, but it's a public relations thing. They tell the CDC what they want said to back up whatever they're going to claim. So apparently the teachers' union coordinated with the Biden administration, that coordinated with the CDC to say the teachers shouldn't be back in the classroom yet. A lot of these teachers don't want to go back. Some places they've reopened, but a lot of places haven't. And they're using the CDC in this public relations campaign not to go back to work. But the teachers, fully vaccinated, they were given priority, put to the head of the line, got their vaccines rushed through, and they won't go back to the classroom. That creates more vaccine hesitancy. If you're watching this and you're not sure, and the teachers all got vaccinated, so, well, we can't go, it's too dangerous, we can't go to the classroom. What's the point of the vaccine? Joe Bartlett, am I right or wrong?
No, you make a good point. I mean, I felt the same way. I got my 2 doses of vaccine. I still have to wear a mask. Can't social distance. Can't go into crowded places. So that's not normal.
Yeah. And if Joe Biden keeps wearing that stupid mask, by the way, he doesn't really wear it in real life. It's just for the cameras. He never actually in real life wears a mask, ever. That's why you see all these times where he can't find his mask. Because he's not used to wearing a mask. He doesn't know where he put it, where he left it. You know, when you do something every day, you get in a habit. So you know, I always put my mask in this pocket on the side here. You just know that. You always know where your keys are because you put them in the same pocket every day. He never wears a mask. That's why when he's done with the speech, he has no idea where the mask is. He's not used to wearing one. But that public show of always wearing the mask is creating more vax hesitancy. Well, give Cuomo credit, de Blasio. They don't wear the mask every second. They don't make a production out of wearing a mask. So if you're going to, you should get the vaccine. And if you're listening to me right now, there's a surplus of vaccines right now. If you tried and couldn't get an appointment, that's not the case right now. Go online. You can get a vaccine right now, today. It's very easy. Plenty of vaccines around all over the tri-state area. Go do it. So, Black Lives Matter, always with the list of demands. The new demand is that Trump be banned from all social media forever. Now, you heard this story that Facebook is going to have a meeting of the, what do they call that? The Facebook Oversight Committee.
Yep.
It's a bunch of weirdos that look like Mark Zuckerberg. The Facebook Oversight Committee is meeting to decide whether to let Donald Trump back on. What is this really all about? Well, it's about Apple. and Tim Cook. And Tim Cook came to hate Mark Zuckerberg. Apple and Facebook were clashing. They decided to meet, sit down, and really get to know each other, Tim Cook and Mark Zuckerberg. And it turned out they hated each other even more. I would blame Zuckerberg, having been around him a few times. He is the weirdest guy in the world. Tim Cook, if you said hello and start talking to him, you'll have a normal conversation. Zuckerberg can't have any kind of normal conversation. He's a total stiff. No matter what you ask him, he just goes, There's like no conversation at all. He looks at you with those zombie robot eyes. He's just the biggest weird. So Apple just made a decision recently on the new Apple software, in the latest version in your phone, you can shut off the app's abilities to track you. You know, all these apps track you. They track your movement down to the inch. And that's what Facebook really does for a living, sells advertisers all this data about you. They track everywhere you go, everything you do. Also, when you have the app in your phone, like the Facebook app, it keeps track of everything you do, every Google search, what you buy on Amazon, everything about you. And that's what Facebook, that's their big revenue source. They sell this information to the advertisers. So they know, like Joe Bartlett, they know you looked up buying a new putter. Yeah. They know that you went to the liquor store. So they have all this information. They can sell this
exciting
to other
news.
Advertisers. Yeah. So all of a sudden you'll hear from every company that makes golf clubs. All of a sudden. So Apple made the decision to put in the new software. You can shut that off. The apps will no longer be able to track you. And so far, it's not in a lot of phones yet, but in the phones it's in, 75% are using that feature, shutting it off. 75% are blocking the apps from tracking them. Well, that means Facebook doesn't have any data to sell to the advertisers. And that part of their business, that was $86 billion a year in revenue. $86 billion is what they made from that, the tracking. So that's gone. They've lost that revenue. So I think that's one reason they're looking at letting Trump back on. It might bring, you know, you let Trump back on and let him let Facebook be the one place he is online. You might get another 40 million people a day or 80 million people a day coming to Facebook. So I think that's what that might be all about. That's going to be a part of the decision. But those apps tracking you, the fact that you can't do that anymore, it's actually going to help radio and TV a lot. Sometimes we lose advertisers that they've been using radio or TV. Now they go over to Facebook and that stuff because you can get better data on people. Well, now that you can't get that data anymore, you're better off on radio because studies show radio sells stuff a lot better than social media because when you listen to the radio and the host who you love and trust, I don't know who that would be, but if you love the host, you trust the guy. When he does the commercial, you believe him. It's like a friend of yours telling you. It's like word of mouth. Whereas when you see it on social media, it's just an ad somewhere. And that, you know, that tracking stuff. Hey, and have you noticed if you buy something, let's say you go to Brooks Brothers, you buy a shirt. You now get emails from Brooks Brothers four times a day. Let's say you go to Macy's and buy something. Yeah. You now hear from Macy's seven times a day. Am I wrong?
No, it happens. You know what I've done? I created a second email. So anything that I give to, like a store email, that yeah. goes to like a second one that I don't check all the time.
Yeah, no, I did that too. But now when I ever look at that one, you have 762 emails. That's from today.
Yeah.
So if you're listening, if you're a store, if you're Brooks Brothers, if you're Macy's, what the hell are you thinking? How about once a day, maybe? How about once every couple of days? You know, if you had a friend who emailed you three, four times a day, wouldn't you think they're a stalker, psycho, nut? Who the hell emails yeah. anybody three or four times a day? Why would you think this is okay if you're running a business? Then when you go to unsubscribe, what is the reason you're unsubscribing? They don't put, because you seem like a bunch of stalker maniacs three, four times a day. As long as we're in the complaint department, you know, your insurance pays for your prescription medicine. Did you get one of these letters that now if you want us to cover your prescriptions, it must be CVS?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
What the hell is that? No, but so I asked a lot of doctor's offices. Apparently, this is going on all over the place. So the insurance, your health insurance, medical insurance, if they pay, we get it through SAG and AFTRA and all that. If they're paying your prescription drug costs, they'll tell you where you can get your prescriptions. And for some reason, I've heard this from a lot of doctors, so it's always CVS. What kind of deal did CVS make with all these insurance companies? What do you think that's all about? I don't know. And they don't want you to have a 30-day subscription. You must have a 90-day prescription. Now, what is that all about?
More pills.
I don't know. I mean, obviously got to save money for somebody somehow. So it's not just you. It's happening to everybody. Anyway, we've got lots to get to. We'll get to Rudy in a minute. We'll take some calls. 800-321-0710 is the number. Hey, check out the webpage. It's Joe Biden is... this guy plays the race card like nobody. Everybody's a racist. Everybody's a white supremacist. He's a few years ago. Look at this. A Ku Klux Klan leader dies. Joe Biden loves him. Look at Joe Biden speak at his funeral about what a great man the Ku Klux Klan leader was. And take a look at this. It's up on the webpage. Go to 710WOR.com/Mark. 710WOR.com/Mark.
This is the Mark Simone Show.
On the Voice of New York, 710 WOR.
Hey, we'll take some calls. 800-321-0710 is the number. Let's go to Mike in Suffolk County. Mike, how you doing?
Hello, Mark. How you doing today?
Good. What do you want to say, Mike?
You know, this vax hesitancy, you know, they got nobody to blame but themselves because they politicized this whole deal. And then they said, even Cuomo came out and said, well, we're going to have this vaccine checked out because it came from Donald Trump. Yeah. So they created the doubt in people. Now they're crying that people doubt it. Where do you go with this?
That's a good point. Thanks for calling. Yeah, remember, Cuomo said he wasn't going to let that vaccine into New York. It's a Trump vaccine, and he doesn't trust a Trump vaccine. So when he blames Trump now for the nursing home scandal, just remember, he blamed the vaccine on Trump. He just... when he's in real trouble, when he doesn't know what the hell to say, he just yells Trump over and over again. Let's go to Peter, who's calling from North Bergen. Peter, how you doing?
Good morning. How are you? Good. I know.
Good.
I just want to say very quickly, I think it's time to turn the tide on John Kerry. I think we should stop using Heinz ketchup and go to Hunt's. Let him feel the pinch that he's supporting on everybody else.
Well, all right, thanks for calling. He's referring to his wife, Teresa Heinz Kerry, who I believe does not make a penny off Heinz ketchup. It would have nothing to do with her. She's not a part of the company. She was married to Heinz, who was one of the Heinz, but all the money's already in her bank, and she does not profit off Heinz ketchup. And, if you want to get John Kerry, just leave him alone. This guy screws himself up all the time. He is just the most ridiculous Thurston Howell III character, just bumbling and stumbling around. He's got this no-show job now, pretending to be climate czar. He's a guy who has, I'm not kidding you, this is a guy with 3 airplanes, 2 yachts, 6 houses, 14 cars, telling you should take the bus because you got to fight climate change. Let's go to Vincent in Brooklyn. Vincent, how you doing?
Oh, Mark, you got me rolling today, Mark. Mark, with all due respect to Bill O'Reilly and his scholarship, I must say...
Well, he wrote a book called Killing the Mob.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm calling about,
Mark. Looking for you in the index here. Yes.
Mark, he's got a couple of things wrong over there in his book. First off, nobody came and interviewed me or any of my friends, I'll tell you that. All right, Mark... The family certain family looked down on heroin dealing. I personally know people who were whacked for going against the powers that be, let's put it that way, when they said we don't want that garbage in our neighborhoods. They got whacked, and I'm okay.
Okay, but as you know, even though that was the rule, behind the scenes, Ray Liotta and Big Pussy and the Sopranos, and these guys, they're all doing it anyway.
Yes. And a lot of them paid the ultimate price. Look, go research the front pages of the New York Post from the mid-1970s when they whacked Thomas Galanti in the back of an Italian coffee shop out in Greenpoint. He just got out of the joint, and he was mouthing off, and he started getting involved with that that poisonous white powder, and look what they did. The picture was on the front page of the Post. They paid the lady upstairs to let the photographers in the crime scene, and they showed him with his eyeballs hanging out and his cigar out of his mouth.
Oh, yeah, the cigar picture.
Exactly. Well, I don't mean Bill Clinton's cigars. I mean...
Oh, I know what you mean, yeah.
But anyway, and who Bill O'Reilly was speaking about, that was Nicky Barnes up in Harlem, who was the black drug kingpin up there.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
But a lot of families didn't. I'm telling you, especially in the 50s, every night, here and there, you'd hear a gunfire and some dealer got whacked because they were dealing in that garbage.
Bill O'Reilly, it's a great book, Killing the Mob. Vincent, I think you're taking it a little personally, this book here. Vincent?
And everything. I personally know members of the Genovese family.
Oh,
some
my
of them
God.
Are my Shocked. Mother's friends. I mean, they're still alive. They're up there and everything, but I personally know these people, but a lot of them didn't tolerate that stuff, Mark.
No. Okay, well, let the record show that was...
No, it's a great book. I'm sure. I'd love to read it. I'm sure it's very factual, and Bill O'Reilly does a bang-up job. I mean, all of his books are bestsellers, and that's why we love to listen to him when he's on your show. I'm sure it's great, but
all right,
Bill, give me a buzz sometime. I'll talk to you.
You could be in volume two. All right, Vincent, good call, as
Take
always.
Take care, Mark.
Thanks for calling. When we come back, Lionel will be with us. Let's see what he thinks about Rudy and the raid or everything else in the news. We'll get to that coming up on 710 WOR. Let's get the latest news. Here's Joe Bartlett.
Mr. New York, Mark Simone, 710 WOR.
Well, Lionel, of course, great radio TV host. And has got millions of viewers. It's Lionel Nation at YouTube. Lionel Nation at YouTube. LionelMedia.com is website. Make sure you follow him on Twitter. Lionel, how you doing?
What are we shilling for Big Pharma and CDC? You love these vaccines.
I love that vaccine.
You love that. You don't. This is amazing. Now, listen, your mRNA. Now, this is a lot better than your... You sound like Cal Worthington of the old... Like some used car salesman on Route 3. Now, you got your mRNA. That's a lot better. Now, DNA, that's a problem. Now, just take it. You'll be terrific. Take the
Can I assume you're not vaccinated?
Just take it. You'll be fed. Just take it. Everything's fine.
You're not vaccinated?
You know why there's a surplus of vaccines? You know why? Because you have no idea the number of people who haven't taken it. It is the best kept secret. Do you know the number of cops, health officials, people who say, no way. Different ethnicities.
Well, good. More for us.
You have turned into this vaccine. Everybody starts off by saying this parenthetical, now I'm not an anti-vaxxer. First of all, we've been taking vaccines our entire lives. Nobody ever questions the mechanics of immunology. Nobody's questioning. I think we're better off without polio and smallpox. I've never had polio variants, smallpox variants, because they're making this up as they go on. But you are fantastic. Take it. Just do it.
Well,
take
your
vaccines. Nothing to worry about. Really? Yeah. Now, let me ask you something. Mark, would you like... What if I told you that Tesla or Audi or BMW has a brand new electric car? Now, by statute, they have any and all liability waived. You can't sue them if it catches on fire, if the brakes lock up, if the steering wheel comes off, anything. You can't sue them. Would you say to yourself, I don't know if I want to get into something where there's no... Talk about there's no moral hazard. There is a moral hazard. That's the beauty about vaccines. And I tell people that, and they say, what are you talking about? I said, they are, by statute, they are immune liability.
Oh, stop
now,
whining. Just go get vaccinated.
You said this thing about CDC. You said, CDC, some silly little organization.
It
they
is.
Don't have any power. Do you know where they came from? Do you know the history of the CDC? Quasi-military was during the days when we were worried about Russia dropping anthrax. Oh, it's very, very powerful. But for those who have just tuned into the Mark Simone Show, or who want to involve themselves in a drinking game, some of the stuff which, frankly, I love. Your interchangeable imitations of either Cuomo or Michael Cohen are priceless. I live for you to imitate them. They're kind of like this Leo Gorsi, Hans Hall thing. And why do I like the sausage? I love that. I also realize I love the fact that you have this most unique, and I want to thank you for this, Mark. Seriously, I've known you a long time, since the Coolidge years, and I thank you for you going down a rundown on the mayoral candidates by how they look. Now, a lot of people don't do that, but you do. Ray McGuire, boring. Scott Stringer, weird. Fauci, cute. I'm still getting over the, you think Fauci is cute. And by the way,
but you got to admit, for a guy who's full of crap, who doesn't know what he's talking about, like Fauci, to become so loved, you got to be cute on TV. You know that.
Carrot top. So like I got to say, had a level of popularity, which I still don't understand. Another one, too. Another guy, too, that people are just in love with that I don't get. You should do a show topic on this. Jordan Peterson. I don't know why he's so profound. Also, Davis Hanson, John Wayne D.C. Hanson, cannot pronounce nuclear, but still very, very good. But aside from that, you know, this is over with. You do realize this. We have been the part of the biggest beta test, the biggest drill ever, to see what can people do, what will people tolerate, how can we, I guess, mobilize international legions of health, military, let's tinker with, you know, civil liberties, let's talk, let's see what we can do. Bring Trump in, take him out. COVID is a religion, and the vaccine is its sacrament. And there are people that I know, Mark, it's the most amazing thing, people walking around 350 pounds, they've got sitting cholesterol of about 9,000. They've got triglycerides so thick that their blood can't pour out of a beaker. But they are absolutely fastidious regarding masks, regarding virology, or the transmissibility of COVID. They are. This is their focus. They even have thumbnails on Facebook. I took my COVID. And they have their, oh, this is my favorite today. Somebody actually put on Facebook, which is the worst form of humanity. Anyway, this person wrote, I haven't seen my grandchildren in a year and a half. There is a place for hell, in hell, for these people who not only say, for a year and a half, I haven't seen my grandchildren. What planet are these people on where for a year and a half they didn't say, screw whatever, we're going to say hello to our grandchildren? I can understand if they shut down funerals or something you can do. But Mark, we have created, when all this is done, this imprisoned, feckless, fey, atesticular, invertebrate American citizen who will do
some of those
anything.
Words. Yeah.
Do you remember at 7 o'clock when he used to ring the pots and pans? Remember that? Do you remember that one?
Oh, yeah, I forgot the beginning of the, for the healthcare workers, you'd bang your pots and pans at 7.
It's 7 p.m. There we were with our pots. Yay! As we were inside, I can look out the window and see what was the comfort. The comfort came in. Yay! They took three people, took off, and went home. The Javits Center, down the street. Yay! 3,000 beds, nothing. This was a beta test. This was one for the ages. And in China, where this started, I guess we can't say the Indian version of this, but in China and Wuhan, they're saying, wow. Remember the Wu-Tang Clan? This is the Wuhan Clan. They're sitting back thinking, we had no idea we could pull this off. We have, not only did we start it in China and let it go, but they elected a mindless coot, a senescent dotard, walking around yelling, who ordered the veal cutlet? And this Carmelita, who takes hebephrenia, and inappropriate laughing to a new height, and we are so royally screwed as a country. And meanwhile, I don't know about you, but don't you think somebody got to Trump and said, now listen, you got away with it last time, all right? But if we wanted to manufacture, create, whatever, anything, we could make you responsible for the Second World War. You just sit back, play your golf, go away, and we'll be fine. Because
and is
there
that what
is
the is that what the Rudy raid is about too? Let him know to keep quiet.
Oh, the Rudy raid, I think, believe it or not, is just, you know, Rudy, I feel very, very sad because this was and is the one of the greatest people who directly affected and protected me, my family, and my life ever. He, New York owes its existence to him. And I think what they're trying to do with a lot of stuff is there are legions of woke, nihilistic, anarchic people from this shadow government somewhere who say, let's go after him. We have a list of people. Ted Cruz is one. Oh, Mark, you know who's toast?
Ooh.
I mean, a grease spot in the highway, Ron DeSantis. Wait till they go after him. He has just mocked them all. Oh, and speaking of which, did you notice how everybody turned their backs on Gates? And said, eh, whatever. Yeah. Gates is going to make it. Because you have, just like Cuomo is going to make it, you have 3 to 5 days of the incubation period of your crisis. If you can establish, if you can just hang on for 3 to 5 days, because the United States and the America has the attention span of a gnat, we'll forget the whole thing.
Yeah.
But remember, there's one thing. There, huh?
We're out of time. I hate to say it, but
I'm the best thing for you. You know why?
Yes.
Because it's 11:51 or so, and you can't wait to go and meet your friends, or you can take pictures at various restaurants where you'll Photoshop yourself in later.
Well, everybody,
and
you want more,
go
to Lionel Nation at YouTube. You can watch more Lionel Nation at YouTube. Check out his website, lionelmedia.com, and make sure you follow him on Twitter. Lionel, thanks for being with us.
No, Mark. Thank you, sir.
All right, take care. Oh, and everybody check out the webpage. A lot of good stuff up there. Look at this today. Joe Biden, fighting the white supremacists. Remember when a Ku Klux Klan leader died and Biden did the eulogy and talked about how wonderfully, watch this. It's up on the webpage. Go to 710WOR.com/Mark. 710WOR.com/Mark.